across the southeast. You are listening to Beat. It is the Sunday Grill, and the Catholic Church's first millennial saint was canonised last September, and his relics have been travelling to different churches in the southeast over the past few weeks. Father Michael Toomey is the parish priest of the St. Carlo Acutis parish pastoral area, and it's based here in the southeast, and he joins me this morning to tell us more about Carlo and also the return of some young people to the Catholic Church. And you're very welcome to the Sunday Grill this morning, Father Michael. And an anniversary for Carlo today, isn't it?
It is. It's his 35th birthday remembrance today. So he was born on the 3rd of May 1991 in the Portland Hospital in London, literally around the corner from where I lived at the time. But so he was born in London.
Yeah. And grew up in Italy.
And grew up in Milan in Italy. His parents moved to Italy when he was quite young.
Okay.
And so we could say he's British, he's English. But he'd say himself, if he was here, he's proper Italian.
Okay. So was he born into quite a wealthy family then, or?
No, I don't think they were very wealthy. Like, they were an ordinary family in that, but they just happened to be working in London at the time, and then they moved back to Italy and everything. So
this is a really interesting one. I've kind of heard rumblings and news stories about Carlo when he was being beatified and then finally canonised in September. Even whoever coined the term of the first millennial saint and God's influencer, like, they're terms that really grab you, aren't they?
They are. I mean, we have a statue here in Outfinnan, which is one of my main churches here in my pastoral area of seven churches. And a few years ago, we had a donation and someone said, what will we do with it? And I said, well, we have this new saint, or soon to be saint as he was at the time, Blessed Carlo Acutis, which is the road to sainthood. And I said, and we have an offer here to get a statue. And you never know, it might draw people in. So we have a statue, and in the statue, in his left hand, he's holding a mobile phone. And in his right hand, he's holding a PlayStation.
Okay.
And we have a rosary beads around him and a football at the bottom, because he was a typical teenager. And the first millennial saint is right, because sadly he died in 2006 in the new millennium. But he had a great gift of using the internet for good. Insofar as he set up a website of all the Eucharistic miracles around the world, and his family brought him to many places. A Eucharistic miracle is like where a host might turn into blood or flesh, and there's many of these places, and he was very interested in that. So he set up a website, which is still up and running today, by the way, but he did a huge amount of work. With regards to PlayStation, he kind of played once a week. It was kind of like his way of saying, I don't want to overindulge either.
Okay, yeah.
But he was very much into soccer as well. And actually, his remains are actually on visible display in Assisi.
Okay, in Italy.
And here in Assisi, you can actually see him in jeans and in sneakers and in a sweatshirt. Because when I go around to schools and say, describe a saint to me, they'll give you the usual ones. Oh, a beard and a staff and a big cloak and everything.
Yes.
And I say, well, this is the new saint, you know, and it's kind of been a great interest to young people and old people as well.
Now, he died of leukemia quite suddenly, didn't he?
Yeah, he was 15 and he just suddenly got ill, and he was diagnosed with an untreatable leukemia. But he offered up his suffering and his illness. He had many quotes. One of them was, I offer up all the suffering for the Lord, the Pope and the Church. And he died literally a couple of days after he was diagnosed on the 12th of October.
Wow. And in order to become a saint, do you need to perform a miracle? Is that right?
So what happens is there's different types of saints, but with regards to Carlo Acutis, he was deemed as exceptionally holy because of the website he did, because he had great Eucharistic devotion. He very much prayed the rosary. He had all these lovely little quotes that he's famous for saying, like you say, the Eucharist is my highway to heaven. And he was great for defending people in school, particularly if anyone was being bullied or, you know, people who were kind of out on the margins. But what actually was also a great story about him was his funeral. A load of homeless people showed up, and his mother and father said, where are these all coming from? They didn't realize he sneaked out at night and gave food to the homeless and sleeping bags.
Okay.
So it was all of that. But then after he died, firstly, there was a young boy from Brazil with a very bad pancreatic illness, and he was vomiting all the time. And I think a few years after his death on the 15th of October, or sorry, the 12th of October, a few years after he died, the parents got a relic of Carlo Acutis at the time, and the boy touched it, and he ate from then on, like he was never sick again.
He was cured.
Okay. And then there was another girl a few years later. She was in a very serious accident and was at the point of dying. And her mother went to Assisi and prayed at the tomb of Carlo Acutis. And the story goes that as she left, the phone rang and she thought the worst, you know, that she had passed. But actually was told, come over quick. She's actually recovered.
Wow.
That same girl gave a reading at the canonization mass last September.
And can
so
I
there
ask
were two
Father,
miracles attributed to him.
Yeah. Can I ask why they would have had relics for Carlo in the first place? Did they?
They just had a great sense of his love of St. Francis. So he was initially buried near to where he lived, but he was moved to Assisi, and then he was moved in to the Church of the Renunciation, as they call it, of St. Francis of Assisi, where St. Francis basically renounced all of his worldly goods.
Mm.
So his tomb is there at the moment. So there would have been relics like a piece of hair or cloth or something related to the saint. So people had great devotion even before, but there was kind of a great interest in him, and there was obviously the Bishop of Assisi and priests and religious were writing and saying, look, we need to look at this. So there's a whole kind of investigation. It's actually too technical for me to even explain here because I don't understand half of it.
So
but
was
you go through processes.
Quite a kind of Catholic influencer before he died suddenly.
He was, because he had a great influence, as I say, to the homeless, to the young people.
Mm.
He had the Eucharistic website up and around. You know, he made his Holy Communion quite early at 7. He wanted it as soon as possible and went to Mass every day, went to confession every week. And it was just, and he was a typical teenager. He got into trouble in school. He'd play around with his friends, he'd computer games. And it's just, you know, when I go into schools and I say about Carlo Acutis, anyone could be a saint. Look at this guy, you know, and it's just, you know, and he himself would probably say, I'm not that holy or I'm not worthy of this. He would be quite, you know, shy of that as well.
And but then when you go into schools, do you feel that young people have an interest in this now that they
relate
to someone like Carlo?
Once I show them the pictures, and I do say to them at the start, look, I'm going to show you his remains. And no one has a problem with them because he just looks so peaceful, resting in Assisi. And they just can't get over the fact that this young man, you know, played on computer games, did a website and everything, and is now a saint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I think has drawn the attraction to him. And it's just through his way of life, his way of living, that people have been drawn to him. And that, and since I say we've had the relic here, and we actually have a first and a second class relic here in Ardfinan. The first class relic was given to me by the Bishop of Assisi, which is a piece of his hair. The second class relic was actually given to me by his mother the day he was canonized. I met his mother and father after the canonization mass. And she was just so taken aback and overawed, I think, by the whole experience, because she herself said they weren't particularly devout Catholic. They weren't dragging him to mass. He was dragging them to mass, which is quite unusual.
Wow. And now those two relics are there in Ardfinan and County Tipperary, as well as that statue of Carlo, if you want to check that out in Ardfinan and County Tipperary. Do you feel there's been a lot of conversations? I think America is like, because there's a huge talk about the amount of conservative religious young Americans there are these days. But I think, being obviously a mainly Catholic country, do you feel that young people, from what you see, are coming back to the church when you're giving masses? Do you see more young people there?
Well, I do where I am because of Carlo Acutis, to begin with. All right.
Okay.
But as well, we have a great team. Like in my pastoral area, as I say, we have 7 churches and 5 schools. And obviously we do a lot of work with communions and confirmations. But what I find is a lot of families get involved, particularly with altar servers, because we have over 60 altar servers across our area, which is a huge number, which is great. And when they go into secondary school, some of them actually stay on and do a Pope John Paul Award, Pope John the Second Award. And that is basically for young people to get involved more actively in the church, which is, you know, maybe to read or do a collection, or, you know, in some places they might give out Holy Communion. So the young, and they get an award for that as part of their kind of CV later on. But more importantly, they really find out about their faith and delve in more. And there's a lot more questions about faith and God, I think, with our young people now, because the minds are quite sharper, which is great to see as well. And I always say to the young people in the church, whenever they make the communion confirmation, you're not the future of the church. You are the church. You're the church of today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to you to make that mark. And, you know, when someone says, oh, mum and dad don't go to mass, or my parents go to mass, I say, well, Carlo Acutis, went off by himself. So I'm able to use St. Carlo's influence to try and encourage young people to go as well. Right. I think everyone has some kind of faith, and it's kind of always put to the test, obviously, when there's sadly tragedies or that, and you see a great support and network. And I've seen that many, many times in my own pastoral area, where young people really come together and are out on their own. But the lack of faith can be a bit disheartening when they don't have the faith. And I think people are turning back to that, saying, you know, we need something to look into.
Yes.
There's World Youth Day happening in Seoul next year, and that'll be a massive, massive thing. There'll be literally millions of young people descending there. And it's a good news story.
Yeah. And it's all about community, isn't it? And
absolutely.
And I don't think we'd be talking today if it wasn't for Carlo, for St. Carlo. And the fact today that, like you just told me that on the phone during the week, that it's actually his, what, 35th or 36th birthday today?
35th birth remembrance. So we're having a mass today at 12 noon in Outfinnan to celebrate that. And this year, obviously, later on, it's his 20th anniversary since his death, so we'll mark that as well.
Okay.
But we're marking it because it's the first, you know, it's the first birthday remembrance since he's now a saint.
Since he's now a saint. Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, in fairness, there's people come from all over the country to just say a little prayer, light a candle. And it's amazing to see the young people just sitting quietly and just offering up their own prayers, writing little petitions for their own needs as well, and their needs of their grandparents or parents, whoever. And it's a nice, quiet place to do so.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much for talking to me this morning, Father
thank
Michael,
you, Ola.
About St. Carlo. And Father Michael Toomey is the parish priest of the St. Carlo Cutis parish pastoral area. And the main church there is Ardfinnan in County Tipperary, where there's a statue of Carlo and permanent relics of him there as well. Father Michael, thank you for talking to me this morning.
Thank you. God bless all your listeners. Take care.